should know, Rabbi Elazar was much older than Rabbi Chanina. So you can't say that we're passing him because of Rabbi Chanina. Rashi says, well, Kishon Etuva, the Rabbi Elazar, Hoya, Dimei Rabbi Gamliel, B'nai Shem, Shemin Haneri Baru Gemalchus. Rabbi Elazar was way before Rabbi Chanina. So you can't tell me now, like, we passed like Rabbi Elazar because Rabbi Chanina said like him. He came way before him. For Kishon Etuva is much older than him. Most is like this. Not the pshat is that Rabbi Elazar holds the shittas from the Chanina, because the Chanina was much later than him. El the pshat like this: Mishum dekoy Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel b'shitosai, that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he came much later. But the pshat is he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why we convey the loch is like Rabbi Eliezer, not because Rabbi Eliezer himself. I'll see himself. He wouldn't pass like him, because later on it came Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel that he also holds like his shita. That's only possible like Rabbi Eliezer. But it could be so far it's like a truth that there are only four places in Shas that we possible like Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara says, Umikoi, is it true what you're saying? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel holds the shitas Rabbi Eliezer, but your tiny would not like this. Or Yom Kippur, that means Mariv by Yom Kippur, Mispalul Sheva, we say seven brachas in Shemon Esrei, or Mizvada after Shemon Esrei, you say Vidui. Shachar is the same thing, Mispalul Sheva, we say seven brachas, on the side we say Vidui after Shacharis. Musaf the same thing. Mispal Shev we say seven brachas on Yom Kippur. On Mitzvah then you say Vidui. Mincha the same thing. Mispal Shev on Mitzvah seven brachas then you say Vidui. The Nil also on Mispal Shev we say seven brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. On Mitzvah then we say Vidui. The Avris, what's going to be the Amarav of Mitzvah Yom Kippur? That says clearly Mispal Shev we only make seven brachas. And the middle bracha is Mi'ein Shemon Esrei. It's like Havineinu, it's one bracha that's kernel, a part of all the 18 all the brachas. But it's only one bracha. So really it's called, you make only seven brachas. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishum Avos, the name of his father, says over, Oimeh Mispalu Shemon Esrei. No, you have to make 18 brachas. Why? Bevnei Shetzorach Leim Havdolah B'Chonin HaDoas. Like we do. You have to say Havdolah in the bracha of Chonin HaDoas. And if you can't say one big bracha for all the middle brachas, but you have to say all 18 brachas. So the Hurdakashu is, you see here, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that you say Havdol in Hador, in Moedim, but rather he holds the way we do it. We make a bracha, we say make the Havdolah in the bracha of Chanin Hadoas. So Gemarin says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Iyu Oma Mishum Avoysev. Over here, the Pshat is Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel saying over Mishum Avoysev. He's saying what his father holds. His father holds that you make Havdolah in Chanin Hadoas. But it could be V'lei, Lay through Lay. But he himself, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, does not hold like that. He himself holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that you make the Havdolah in the in Moedim. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Rabbi Yimil, Rabbi Zeiro. So Rabbi Yimil, you said now to Rabbi Zeiro, V'yat Lay Tizbra, is it true what you're saying? Because Rabbi Zeiro was the one before that said that we do not paskin like this Mishnah Ketav. He was the one that said that according to your Cheshbon, it only comes out according to Rabbi Eliezer, and we talk about don't paskin like it. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said, that's what Rabbi Zeiro said before. That's mashma, that we do not paskin the Mishnah Ketav. Because that only goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. So we ask the question to him, is it true? Only Rabbi Zeiro. The Yat, like tis, but you do not hold. That the man tonic Ketav peri. Rabbi Eliezer, who there's a pshat before Rabbi Zeiro said that he meant to say that according to what you're learning, it shouldn't come out lalocha. So Pasha the Moramit said before Rabbi Zeiro was arguing and saying you can't say like you're saying. You can't tell me that the time of that Mishnah was Rabbi Eliezer, because if so, he wouldn't paskin like that. So Masha Rabbi Zeiro himself holds that the Mishnah of Ketav is not according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the most question is that true? The Atle Tizbro. That the man Tana Ketofa Peri, Rabbi Eliezer, you don't hold like that. Av Yitznan, we learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer says clearly that Hamaymid Bisraf Ola. We take out the Sraf, means the sap that comes out of a tree of Ola, when it's less than 3 years old. So that sap that comes out of the tree is also. You're not allowed to use it to make cheese, to churn up the cheese with it. So who you see clearly is Rabbi Eliezer, the one that says that the Sraf is also. How could you observe something like that? Someone says, no. Even if you want to say it goes according to the Rabbanah, that Mishnah of the other Ketav. That's where Bzeira holds, not like Rabbi Eliezer, goes according to Rabbanan. But still it's like this. I'll say it like this. When did Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer to say that the Ketaf is not also Ela the Ketaf or the Gavza? Only the Ketaf, the sap that comes out of a tree itself. The Gavza means of the bark itself of the tree. She says, top of the gavza, the sraf hamleitiv min eitz, the staff that comes out of the tree. There, the kates biyam, it's like the tree itself. Alba ketaf heavy sraf hapagan, but the staff that comes out of the peiris, that even the rabbanim agree has a locha of the tree itself. That's what we want to answer. So this outcome of Tzigra Bon Leder, when the Rabban Argon of Leder said that the sap is nothing, that's the sap that comes out of a tree, the katz for the gavza, the katz for the peri, but the sap that comes out of the fruit itself, Moidele, then even the Rabbanim would agree that the sap taker has a lock of the pri on it. Therefore, that mishnah that says the ketaf has a nisashvius on it could even go according to Rabbanim Shittim. And the pshat is that's talking about the sap that comes out of the pri itself. Tanan, we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Shua, Bishua says, I heard clearly that Shamayim et Bisraf Olin, if somebody uses the sap that comes out of the olin, the leaves, Bisraf Fik, and the sap that comes out of the tree itself, Mutta, that sap is Mutta, since it comes out of the bark, the wood, it's not Osal Shrias. But Bisraf HaPogim, but the sap that comes out of the Paris, also, then it has a Nissa Shrias or Nissa Olin on it. Why? The name Shupri? But that's called the pri. So that's the issue of here. That mishnah could even go according to the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan also agreed there is a ketaf that's also the ketaf, the sap that comes out of the pri. It's only the sap that comes out of the tree that's a machlokes. The Hebrew said, if you want to catch like this, that ki pligi Rabbanan led the Rebbe Lezer, when the Rabbanan led the Rebbe Lezer, bila nois aperis. Only a tree that gives off fruit, then there they hold what's called the fruit, only the fruit itself. Not the sap that comes out of the tree. The Elon Shaina Oyster Paris. If you have a tree that does not give her fruits at all, then it could be even the Rabbanim agree, murder the cots was there, period. It could be even the Rabbanim agree that the sap that comes out of the tree itself, that's called the pre. So again, we could have better, not only the sap that comes out of the pre is called the pre, but even the sap that comes out of a tree. That if that tree has no other Paris, then the Rabbanim agree that this sap is called the pre. I'll bring you proof that's not like this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Lektav Shvius, that the sap that comes out of a tree has no Issa Shvius on it at all, has no Kedusha Shvius. The Chomer say no, Yesh Lektav Shvius, Yishno no, the Ketav, the sap that comes out of the tree has no Issa Shvius on it. Why? Because the sap that comes out of the tree, that's considered its pre, that's called the fruit of this tree, therefore it has no Issa Shvius on it. Now let's see. Man chacham, who's the chacham over here? Lav Rabbanim, the plig, you'll hear the Rebbe Lezer. Isn't this the Rabbanim that argue on Rebbe Lezer? That even though, again, when the tree has fruits, then the Rabbanim hold that the sap that comes out of the tree is not called a pri, it's not called Yisra Shrius. But where the tree has no other fruits, then he agrees the sap that comes out of it, that is called a pri. Oh, Malay Yehusaba, an older person said, that Hoch Yom Rabbi Yehuzah Rabbi Yechanan said, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechanan, that man chacham, who's the chacham over here? Rabbi Eliezer. The Yom HaKitfo is there, period. That he, the Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe Eliezer, it says, the Ketav, that's called his pre. Now, E Rebbe Eliezer, so my Rebbe Eliezer, my Eir Elon, Shein Oye Sepri, what do you have to say? It's only the sap that comes out of a tree that is not Paris. Afilo Elon Oye Seperi. Even a tree that gives off fruit, still Rebbe Eliezer holds, Ketofo is there, period. That the mice of the sap that comes out of a tree, no matter what type of a tree it is, Rebbe Eliezer holds it is called like a pre. So most is true, but I'll answer you over here, Ledivrayim de Rabbonin Komalu. Rebbe Eliezer is talking back to the Rabbonin and saying like this, Lididi, according to my sheet alone, Rebbe Eliezer, he himself holds, Afilu Elon, who I separate even if you have a tree, that gives off fruits, still nami caught for his period. The sap that comes out of the tree itself, is also called like the pre, and it would have an Issa Shvius. It would have an Issa Orla on it. But Nidchu, according to you, Rabbanin, Oidu Lumias, don't you agree to me at least that Vila and Shein the Oyster Paris, that that are called upon by a tree that does not give off any fruits. Don't you agree the kotful zeh period that are called upon of the sap that comes out of the tree, that should be called like a pri? For Abbornam, the Abbornam said back, no, Loishnam, there's no difference, no. They held no, every type of the sap, even a sap that comes out of a tree that has no prayers, could be, they held, it's not called a pri. So therefore, there's no proof to make this chiluk now. Reina Chanami, the man Yom Yifu, he made this chiluk and said, no, that the Chum would agree by the top that comes out of a tree that has no peris, that is called a pri. Yeah. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, it said, Eizohi Bsula, what's called a Bsula? Koshla Rosa. Says a Bsula girl that never saw dam yet, so the first time she has a period, the first time she sees dam, she's only Tomei Mikana Labo, not Lamafreya, not with the din of Meisliyes. Torah Rabbanu, what am I this? Nisayes, let's say the girl gets married. For Rosa Dam Machas Nesuyin. And she sees Dam because when she gets married, it breaks the Psulim, so she sees Dam. Or else, but her own period she never saw yet. Yolda, let's say then she gives birth. For Rosa Dam Machas Nesuyin, she sees blood because of the giving birth. So Lachor is Adayna Nikara, she's still called La Psula. She is still called the Psula because she never had a regular period yet. And therefore, the first time she's going to see Dam, she'll still have the din of Dayan Shosan. Shirei Besula Shom, because after the Mishnah says the din of a Besula is Dayan Shosan, that's Besula's Damin. Meaning to say, she never saw Dam yet because of the Nidus. For Loi Besula's Besulim. And we're not saying she's a Besula that she didn't break a Besulim. It could be Taka, she doesn't have any Besulim anymore. As long as she's never saw her regular period yet, so that's the din of a Besula. That now the first time she does have a period, the din would be as a Daya Shosa, she would not be Tamil and Afreya, she would only be Tamil and Mikan Labo. Versus Aini, it's not that way, it's not true. The Yomra of Kana says, Tony, we learned Gimel Besula saying, there are three types of Besulas. There's a Besulas Odom, means an Isha that's a Besula, she didn't break a Besulam yet. There's a Besulas Karka, that means Karka that was never worked on yet. And there's Besula Shikma, this type of a tree, a Shikma that was never cut off yet, its branches. So like this, Besulas Adam, what's called the Besulas Adam? Means Kol Shaman Shla Nivla, Kol Zman Anisha didn't have beer yet, that she didn't break up Sulam yet. Now, Kamina, what's the difference? Lekoyen Gadol. We know a Kohen Gadol is a mitzvah for him to marry a Besula and not a Bula. Inami Rosluk Subasa Masayim, that Anisha that's a Besula, her Ksub is Masayim, a Bula has a Ksub only of 100. Now, Besulas Karka, what's the loch of Besulas Karka? That means Kol Zman Shla Nevdev. Nobody ever worked on that Karka, that's called the Besulas Karka. What's the difference? Now, if Kamil Nachal Eisan, that the loch is by the Egla Rufa, you're supposed to make the Egla Rufa down by a Nachal, by a ground that they never worked there. So if you have a Karka, Besulas Karka, that's kosher for Egla Rufa. And the Amir, Namirel, to make a Chamemcha, you sell property, it sounds very expensive, because since you never planted there yet, so now the first time you plant it, it'll give off very good fruit. So it's alchemina for selling purposes. Now the last case is Besula Shikma. That means Kol Zman Shla Niksa. Kol Zman, you didn't cut off any part of the tree yet. It's called the Besula Shikma. The alchemina is because if you cut off once, it'll grow back a lot. Now alchemina Lameka Chamemcha, it's also very valuable because it's easy to make it grow very good. It says the year. Inami Rosh Lameksa Sa Bishriyas, are you allowed to cut it down on Shriyas and not get it? And Kaitasim Basula Shimma Bashriyas. And now when I cut it down the first time on Shriyas, it's called like an Avoida. It's a hard work to do. You can't do this work on Shriyas. But Nay Shri Avoida. Because that's called the hard work. So these are three cases that are called Basulais, Basulas Adam, Basulas Karka, and Basula Shikma. But it doesn't say a fourth case. Alright, turn over, continue one on the other side. Now the question is why? The Gemara is, the Yemisa, that there's such a case of Absulas Domim in Al Mishnah, listening Nami Hom, let's say a fourth case, Absulas Domim. It means a girl, Kozman, she didn't see a period yet, the first time she sees it, she'll have a din of Dayan Shosan. So Gemara is Omer of Nachman by Yitzhak, Kikaton, when do we say over here, Absulam, Midi, the Lesle Shem Lavoy, it has no other nickname with it. Just called Absulam. Besulas Adam, we know what it means. Besulas Kak, we know what it means. And Besulas Shikma. Now, immediately, the Yisrael Shem Levoi, he stam kent stam called Besulas Adam. Because that's Mashma, the Isha has a Besulim. You have to say it means Besumas Damim, Loikatoni. That's not in this category. Here you have to say clearly two words like Besumas Damim, so that's not in this category. Loikatoni. Rav Sheshes Bred Ravidi Yoma. Ki Katoni Midi Detola Bamaisa. When do we say a Besula here means that what makes it not a Besula if a mice happened to it? So these three cases means no man lived with them, the kaka wasn't worked yet, and the shikman wasn't cut yet. But Midi Delo, Tolu the mice, in our case here, she's called a Besula because she didn't see Dam. But when she sees Dam not, it's not a mice, it happens by itself, the blood coming out. Like a Tony, that's not in the category of a Besula. Rabbi Chanina Bered Rav Iki Yomar Ki Katoni Midi Delo Hadri Lebriyosa. We only say things that Besula means that once it becomes not a Besula, it can't come back anymore. Like once she has Bia, she broke her Besula, she can't have her Besula back anymore. Or a Karka, once you work, it can't be called unworked anymore. But Midi the Hadri Lebriyosa like a Tony. But over here by this Isha, even though she sees blood once, it could be later if she becomes an older girl, older lady, she won't see Dan anymore. So she could come back again to that massive of not seeing Dan, therefore it's not in this category. Means that people care about it to buy it because it's absolute, it's more expensive. But but over here that people don't run after the fact that she saw dominant. That's not a purpose to run after her, therefore we don't count it. Like an Isha Subsula, she never lived with a man yet, she's worth more. A character is worth more. But not here. So what's the question? Is that true what you're saying? But like Kafti, is that true? The Yotani would learn like this. Rabbi Chiyu Aino, that Kishen Shasor Yochalisa, just like sourdough, is very good for dough to make it rise. Kardomim Yochalisa, you know, same thing. If an Isha sees a lot of blood, a lot of needles, it's good for her. For Tanya would learn like this, Mishum Rabbi Meir, that Kolisha Shodimim Rubim, an Isha that has a lot of blood, Bonim Rubim, she'll have a lot of children. Sadarabi, she's worth more if she has a lot of dam. So why don't you say that in the court of less parents, then the psula's dam should also be included? So Moritz is said like this rather. Ela kika toni midi de kofet salay zvini. Means that the cat, since she's a psula, then people pay more for it. Like a psula's karka, a psula's shikma, or an isha that's a psula, she didn't have a psula broken yet. But midi de kofet salay zvini le katoni, here's the opposite. The fact she's a psula, she didn't see dam yet, people don't like her. People will go to pay for it to marry her when she does have dam. Therefore, that's not included in the law in these cases of besula. Talking about one like this, Ezel besula's karka. What's called the besula's karka? The karka has never worked on. How do you know that? Called shemala reshushin. It has a lot of, or Rashi says, has like stones, small stones around it. V'yena for tichuach, and its ground is not soft. It was never dug into yet. Nimsa bocheres, let's say you find earthly kalim inside the ground there. So you should know be a doer, she never done, that I'm sure they worked over it there once, and that's how these things got there. So let's say there's a big rock there on this ground. I raised the Basula's karka, that's also proof they never worked on it yet. Because if they would have worked on it already, plowed it, they would have taken the tsunma, the big stone out of it. Then the Mishnah says, another isha that's Dayashosnes Muberis, a pregnant lady, Mishiavod Ubra, when we can tell, see that she's pregnant. The Kama across the how long does she have to be pregnant to say we can tell? She has to be pregnant 3 months, a third of a pregnancy. 3 months. The Alpha Pisha in Renna Dov, even though there's no real proof, Zechodov is a little bit of a proof. She never says in the Pasuk, Vikim Shlush Chadoshim was like 3 months. The Gurman, it says, yeah. So that's when Yehuda was able to tell that Tamar was pregnant. You see, after three, it's Nika, you could tell she's pregnant. So Mara says, what are you telling me? Zechladova, it's only a little proof. Zechladova, Kruaksiv, it's a clear proof. Ragadoni, it's a big proof. It says clearly, Kimisholosh Kadoshim. So Mara says, no. Mishram Dika Diyodla test, some ladies give birth after 9 months, true. But Dika Diyodla Shiva, some give birth after seven months. So all it says is, Kimisholosh Kadoshim means one third of a pregnancy. See, if you say she gives birth after 7 months, so one third is only 2 months and a third. So we don't have a clear proof to say it means 9 months. That's a commercial one, yes, but the Mishnah means when Nisha's pregnant for 3 months, that's what's called hookah. You can tell she's pregnant, then she has the din that a dummim is muslekis, the din would be dayin shasim. Turn around but learn like this. Harei shahoy so becheskas muberis. That's an Nisha was becheskas, she was pregnant, she was nikah, looked and appeared to everybody, she was pregnant. For us, Adam, when she saw Adam, then when she was pregnant, so Poshtas Adin is then, it's only Dayashosan, that the tyrus that she touched, before this, and that was before that, is tor. But what's going to be if Yachakach later, hepil ruach, she has the miscarriage, and only ruach, only wind comes out. That's all. She's matil a ruach. That's all. So now, what do we say? Or else, like kol dover sheina shakriyam, anything that doesn't live. So, harehi becheskas da'yishosa. Still we say that the dam she saw before has a din of da'yishosa. But I do not say that the one swar should be, now that I see what she was pregnant with was not with a vlad shakriyam, that's not called a pregnancy. Now what she said, the dam she saw before should have had a tumah mi'es le'es, and the truma that she touched before should be tumah. No, I don't say that. Since Lamaisa, she did have a pregnancy, she gave birth to something, it's called a pregnancy. Now the Gemara says, of Yafagav Shin Rela Dover, I don't have a clear proof, ain't Rela Dover, but Zechodav, a little remembrance to Rish. She remembers a Pesach in Sheol that says, Horinu Chalnu, like this, they were pregnant, they got sick, Kamo Yelad Meruach, as if they gave birth to a Ruach. Tzchus Mashmi could give birth to a Ruach, to a wind, and that's called the Leda. That's called a pregnancy. So what's the question again? My Zechud, what are you telling me? It's only a little remembrance. It's a good proof. Someone says, no, it doesn't really mean they were pregnant and they gave birth to a ruach. It's not about men. It's just a dugma moshel of this, that they had such pains as if they were giving birth. So therefore, it's not 100% proof. A reminder, I have a question. It says, Koshashah Shnayim Ulishlishi Apilo. Let's say Koshashah Shnayim means she had labor pains for 2 days, in the middle of Ganesha, in the middle of a Yud Aleph Yomim, between Nidus, after Nidus and Zavus. So these days she could become a Zava. She would see now 3 days, she would become a Zava. So she saw 2 days, but those 2 days she had labor pains. Or Lishlishim, the third day, that Pilu Ruach, she gave birth to a Ruach. Or Koldova, Shemeshkim, anything that's not Shokayama. So it says, Pilu, raise you, let us bezoif. We do not consider this to be a Leda. But rather, it's called as if there was no lady, there's not a vlad, and therefore she saw 3 days dam in the middle of Yud Aleph Yomim, she has a din zava. And the question is why? The yam, if you can tell me now, that leda ma'isi, when she gives birth to ruach, to just wind, it's also called a leda.